Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, TASS in Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively into Preakness 2 weeks. We have the Alibi Breakfast next week. We have the big race, Sovereignty, and Journalists. I like it. It's pretty decent. Luke Jones is here. We're not going to talk any horses. We're going to talk Ravens. We had a. Rasig and I had a long chat last week on Wednesday, and I had no idea it was going to go into zero tolerance, but that's where Rasig dragged me into zero tolerance. So I will bring Luke Jones in now to say he spent some time out at the castle over the weekend. Better with that than with seven home runs by the Kansas City Royals against the Orioles on Sunday afternoon. You always say football's so much more important than all of it, and the Ravens are own the city, and the Orioles stink, and nobody's going to the games, and they're going to go play in Minnesota in the middle of the night in Anaheim this week. Give me something out of the Ravens, dude. I mean, you were there for draft a week and a half ago. Now they tend to bring their rookies in the first week and run them around and do all of the first day of school that used to do Professor Jones. Give me a state of the Ravens because I don't know much. All I know is Justin Tucker's still on the team, right?
Yeah, well, and you kind of stole my thunder there. I mean, John Harbaugh was asked about Justin Tucker, and I'm going to read the quote verbatim to you. I found it interesting. The question was, look, Eric's gotten questions about Tucker. I mean, we asked him about Tucker after they drafted Tyler Loop last weekend, and the question was, there's going to be a lot of attention on the dynamic if Justin Tucker's still on the team come OTAs, come training camp, whenever. And Tyler Loop's there. How do you kind of view this thing in terms of both guys being in the building, both guys potentially being on the team at the same time, all that? And John Harbaugh started off by saying, "Great question." And then, yeah, this was not my question.
Yeah.
If someone else in the media, just to clarify, wasn't patting myself on the back there,
Anytime he says great question, that means he's pissed off and trying to figure out how he's going to answer it. That's not honest, but the answer he wants to give you.
I mean,
So, I mean, I've been dealing with
it
John for
can
17
be.
years.
It
Yeah.
can be. There are other times where
Whenever
there's
he
an
says great question to me, I say, yeah, I get paid to do this. And I got flippant with him toward the end. Yeah, great question. That's what I do. I'm paid to give you great questions since you don't take many of them. But go ahead.
so the quote then, the answer then was, as you know, Justin has been in the building the last couple of weeks, kicking and everything, and I've had a chance to talk to him a little bit, and he's been working hard. I would just say, from the standpoint of the investigation and all that, we don't know anything. We haven't been given any information as it should be. It's all done the way it's done. So we don't know anything along those lines. So you can't make any decisions based on that. Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. You've got a rookie kicker in here. We took him in the sixth round, early in the sixth round. He's a talented guy. Just from a football standpoint, salary cap, all the different things that you just take into consideration, whatever we decide to do over the next few weeks would be based on football. I found that last part, the last part of that statement, interesting.
That if
He
Justin Tucker can still kick, my wife is right. He is a really good kicker.
Okay, you can take it that way. The fact that he said over the next few weeks, I mean, he was not asked, is there going to be a resolution in the next few weeks? He was not asked, in terms of do they need to make a decision in the next few weeks? For him to say over the next few weeks, I thought that was interesting. Does that
In what
mean
way?
that there might be a resolution in the next few weeks? I mean, that statement to me
That's not a
wasn't.
shock to me. I thought there would be a resolution. The resolution will be the league will come and say, he did this, he didn't do that, he did this, but we're not admitting it. And he's got a 4-game suspension for being a bad boy, even though he wasn't really a bad boy. And he said it was those journalists that were the bad guys, because it's always the journalists. And then they have another kicker that could kick for a couple of weeks if they wanted to. But if Justin Tucker's kicking 72-yard field goals on May 10th out on their field, and they see he can kick that way, I don't know that they're getting rid of Justin Tucker. And he's under contract, and it's going to
But I
cost them
guess my,
money either way.
I, first of all, I don't care what Justin Tucker does on the practice field. I mean, if you need to see what he does on the practice field, that's a farce. That part of it, I wouldn't buy
But if
whatsoever.
he's still their best kicker, that's a football decision. Football decision is Tucker is a better kicker than a sixth-round kid that we took who may or may not be able to do this because some can and some can't.
Right.
I don't know. If they were done with Tucker, they'd be done with Tucker. And they would worry about him being somebody else. If they were really convinced these 16 women were honest, as the Baltimore Banner was, and we'll find out. By the way, I've got a report on the investigation. Can I give you what I know?
Sure.
I know a little bit because I've talked to some lawyers and I've talked to people around town. The NFL has sent, I believe her name is Lisa Friel, Frie. She was a sexual trafficking investigator in New York State. She's legit. She works for the league. They brought her and another woman in to talk to all of the victims, claimants, massage therapists, the women who went to the banner, or didn't go to the banner. The banner found them. Some of them went to the banner. I want to be, by all means, please go watch the Julie Sharper hour-long. Because it's her work, it's not my work, and she and I asked her a lot of questions, and she gave it all to me. But the NFL investigation part of this is the NFL came in and started finding the ladies, and from all accounts that I have, they're getting the same stories that, no shocker, and all the same evidence, all the same. Here's the email. Here's the email I sent my boss. Here's what happened. Here's the date it happened. Here's the guy I was dating at the time. Here's what I told him. Here's what I told my sister. Here's what I told my family. Here's what everybody's known for 10 years in my world about that guy. When he comes on the Royal Farms chicken commercials, it pisses me off. All of those kinds of things. And I'm glad that this is that somebody's doing something. That's the kind of verbiage from the massage therapist. The NFL's hearing all of that. The NFL investigators, who are employees, they have no jurisdiction to do anything legally. And I don't think the women do either. So while Ray Rice had a videotape that came out, they played him and made him lie all the way through until the videotape came out. And then you saw for sure that he had a left cross, he's left-handed, punching his wife in the mouth. And, you know, of course, if you talk to people in the Ravens organization to this day, they say, well, she started the fight. Swear to God, swear to God, swear to God, swear to God. So I think if he's still on the team and he's still around and they don't hate him out there and he's won a lot of ball games for them and he has a big leg, why are they going to turn their kicking job over to a sixth-round draft pick that may or may not be able to do this? I think they'll make him kick for his supper unless the suspension's a year long and the NFL wants to take him out and hang him, which I don't think the NFL is going to have enough, unless the NFL wants to bring the 16 women out to Owings Mills and do a Dateline style interrogation of Justin Tucker to really embarrass him and get rid of him, and what I don't, and none of that's happening. So there'll be a statement. These women will walk around mad. Royal Farms will get rid of Justin Tucker, and I think I believe he's going to wind up kicking around here for a little while because he's still here, and he and John's still talking about him, like. If it were a football decision and they just didn't want him on the team anymore for football reasons or for what he may or may not have done, they've had ample opportunity to just say, we're zero tolerance. Instead, they drafted Mike Green, and I'll be getting with you about that in a minute. But the Tucker thing, he's still their kicker, and he's still probably a better kicker than this kid. And if this kid comes out and kicks, and he kicks, and the kid kicks, and he kicks, he's probably still a better kicker.
Okay.
I'm just going
I
to say
mean,
that.
you took his
I've watched
statement
him kick for
different
15
than I
years.
did. I just, because he says whatever we decide to do over the next few weeks, there's no decision to be made. If Justin Tucker's on the roster, you don't have to sign him. You don't have to activate him. I thought for him to say what we decide to do over the next few weeks, I just found that to be interesting. Because what's there to decide to do?
Wait for the NFL investigation to see if it's two games or six or
But
eight, how bad they're going to embarrass him.
waiting isn't deciding. Is my point. And look, nothing surprises me with the NFL. Let me be
This
clear
is
about
so
that.
sleazy, dude, that on a Monday
But
morning, this is what we're discussing.
well,
Shame on all of them, but go ahead.
there's plenty to talk about. You know, we're choosing to
This is what,
discuss this.
hey,
It's a
listen, dude,
big
I'm
decision.
wearing a Costas shirt. I was at the new Costas in Timonium on Saturday. Three people asked me about it. I was there for 5 minutes. You know, I've been out all, I was at Coco's doing the show the other day. I've been out around town, and when I go out, people want to talk to me about Justin Tucker and the Orioles pitching. That's what they want to talk to me about. If I had phone calls here,
Fair
what would
enough.
we be taking phone calls on today? How bad the Orioles are, I guess. Could go down the dial and figure that out. But nobody has any questions about Lamar or Derrick Henry or, you know, whether the wide receiver they signed is washed up or not, whether he's going to catch 32 balls or 45 balls. Like, this is, it's a salacious story about a guy who's been eating chicken and doing psychiatric, you know, commercial work on his own greatness. And allegedly, this is an awful power male misogynistic scandalous terrible thing that people want to talk to me about because he's still on the team. If they cut him February 15th, said he's not a good kicker anymore, we're going to draft a kicker, this would just be somebody else's problem. And it's not. It's theirs. So John has to address it, and I have to address it, and you have to address it. But fans are coming up about a kicker. And he's not just a kicker. Hall of Fame kicker, won Super Bowls, been here 15 years, been on television 15 years. He made
Sure.
himself a celebrity. So now he can live with the other side of that.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
calling the journalist who reported this scumbags. I got a flying middle finger for Justin Tucker when it's time for him to go, because that's the sleaziest of sleazy. And getting the lawyers to do that. Sleazy. So back to sleazy. Go ahead. We're in Owings Mills.
well, I keep going back to the last part of that statement. That's, again, what's the decision over the next few weeks? So, I mean, if you're saying you haven't heard anything from the NFL investigation, but we also know that this organization isn't in the business of throwing away 6-round picks either. They didn't draft the kicker for nothing. They could have just as easily, if they truly intended to work to move forward with Justin Tucker, why wouldn't you just sign an undrafted kicker and say, well, we really like this guy, and Justin Tucker was undrafted,
Well,
Matt.
what would be wrong with John Harbaugh doing a, you know, putting the Harbaugh man pants on and having an old-fashioned kicking competition? You know, like kick for your supper, and Justin, we'll cut you on Labor Day weekend when you can't get a job because you weren't good enough.
Unless they're going to cut him before then. And that's why I just found the next few weeks comment to be
If they
interesting.
got to cut him before then, they better sing with their supper with this kid. This kid better be able to kick.
Well, let me be very clear. You could have cut Justin Tucker back in February and you'd still be having the same questions about this kid or whoever you bring in. He's a six
That's
round
all the more
pick.
reason I don't think they're cutting Justin Tucker because
Okay.
they know he can do it.
Okay. I mean, I'll say this. John Harbaugh saying what he did on Sunday, that did not sound like greasing the rails for Justin Tucker sticking around for.
You speak Harbaughese, but you speak liar better than I do. So it's
I
like,
mean, I don't.
what about that? I'm
Because he can't,
hearing the quote differently. So
because
if
I
you.
don't understand the quote. Whatever we decide to do over the next few weeks, like, what's the next few weeks? There's no artificial deadline here. That almost to me sounds like you might be thinking of cutting them right before OTAs to avoid the distraction of having both guys on the field
Oh,
at the
that would
same
be
time.
Chad Steele. I mean,
Well, but I'm
they're
just saying.
orchestrating
And
his
look, I don't know
exit,
that.
they could have exited him at any point. If he's gone and they know he's not kicking, then is it a June 1st number, cap number? I mean,
Well,
what?
that was always going to be part of this. I mean, from the salary cap standpoint, for post June 1st. Now
Announce that ahead of time.
you can do that ahead of time.
Sure.
So, I've said, from the time that they didn't cut him right after the initial reports came out, I thought draft time was going to kind of be the really interesting time because it's, I didn't necessarily see this team going out and signing a kicker the first day of free
I
agency
would have
or
bet a
doing it.
lot of money that they would have drafted a kicker. If you'd have given me that bet on Saturday morning,
Yeah.
I would have gone all
I
in on a
think everyone
grand.
thought that.
And I'm not that kind of bet you better,
But
but I'm I so
but
they
I
were going to
also don't.
take a kicker, so they have a strategy for it. And whatever that is, whatever they baked up back in February, I guess is whatever the brand strategists are all working on, that's what they're doing. But it is a little bizarre that he's still fielding questions if they have no intention of keeping him around, right? That's why I'm thinking he's here for a competition, or at least to check this young kid out and make sure that you're going to hold water with him. Because once you get rid of Justin Tucker, you don't have that kicker anymore. You don't have the top five kicker anymore. And you would say he wasn't a top five
He
kicker
wasn't
last year.
close to it. He was one of the worst kickers in the league last year. As far as guys that played 17 games, I mean, he was bad last year. Now he was better after the bye week, sure. I mean, we'll see. Again, all we're doing, whether it's you or me or anyone else, reading tea leaves. I mean, we're trying to figure out what exactly they're going to do here. I mean, look, is there a scenario? If you tell me right now you can see into the future and Justin Tucker is kicking for them this fall, wouldn't be completely shocked, I suppose. At the same time, I also know that this organization is so careful, so deliberate with every roster move they make that I don't think they necessarily are in the business of just drafting a kicker in the sixth round if you don't have every intention of him being your kicker moving forward. Now, that doesn't mean they're handing Tyler Loop the job. And if he, whether Tucker's there in training camp or whether they cut him tomorrow, Whether someone's listening to this right now and they've cut them in real time as you and I are talking right now, they're not just going to hand Tyler Loop the job if he struggles. And I could see a scenario where if they cut Justin Tucker now, that they would still sign another kicker to come in and compete with Tyler Loop, right? Whether it's an undrafted rookie or whether it's the next Shane Graham or Steve Hauschka or Billy Cundiff or, whoever, in terms of like some vet that you're at least going to push your young guy with, or another young kicker that they may have liked. I mean, keep in mind, Justin Tucker was undrafted and became what he became as far as one of the all-time great kickers. So
Well,
you
this team
never.
thinks it's going to win a Super Bowl. So, whoever you think can make a 52-yard field goal in Kansas City or Buffalo on a cold night to send you to a Super Bowl, you better have that guy. And
Sure.
that's John Harbaugh and DaCosta straight down. They better have that guy. That's all. And I don't know that a sixth-round draft pick, that kids get taken all the time in the draft, and some can, and some we've been through the Vedviks and all the names you gave, the Hauschkas, the Graham Gano's, all those guys that we went through here at various points. Tucker was undrafted and wildly unique as the greatest kicker in the history of the game, right? So we're not just talking about a dude. We're talking about the greatest kicker in the history of the game.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, again, I mean, until he's off the team, he's on the team, and we'll certainly look at that. But again, just my final thought on the few weeks thing. Their first OTA now that's open to the media, May 28th. So, May 28th is right around what? Memorial Day. When is there a time that's considered kind of a softer time from a news standpoint?
Friday at
I'd be
4:38
looking at,
or 4:41. What
and
time do you want
again,
to
I
do
have not heard this. I'm just looking at this in terms of you did draft a kicker. You like your sixth round picks. I mean, you took five guys in the sixth round and you're championing all these guys. They're not in the business of just wasting a draft pick either if you have every intention of Justin Tucker remaining your kicker. So do we see something on May 23rd, 2.5 weeks away? Maybe. Or maybe he is kicking. And you're completely
My
right about
point
this.
is, a competition this summer, I don't think they care about the smoke, right? I mean, at all. They don't care about throwing media members out. They don't care about signing Ben Cleveland. They don't care about Lamar telling fans to perform fellatio on him. They don't care about anything. So, like the Mike Green thing, where are you with that? Because Rasig, who is getting to be a young old timer. Rasig's in his 70s now, but I mean, Rasig wrote the Inc., the most biting sports cartoons editorially. Rasig was mean. I mean, Rasig was a mean cartoonist. I mean, funny, poignant sometimes, but Rasig went after Bob Irsay. Rasig went after Peter Ibb. Rasig did all the things that every other coward was afraid to do with his art and his cartooning. And he sort of jumped the boat on me with at Coco's the other day about the Mike Green thing. He's like, what are they doing out there? Why is Justin Tucker still on this team? This is where I am sitting on bar stools saying, what are they waiting for? He didn't even kick well. Like, why are they drafting a guy who had two sexual assault allegations again? Like, what are they doing out there? So you went out on Sunday with Mike Green too, and that's something that I'm out on the street. People are talking to me about it.
I mean, I'll echo what I said last week. And I mean, Mike Green was asked about it, multiple times, and it very much gave the moving forward kind of thing. I asked him point blank, how much did the Ravens ask you about these allegations? Because if you're going to say you're comfortable with drafting them, if you're going to say that you talk to a lot of people, but then the kid says, oh, it didn't really come up that much, then that's a major red flag. And he acknowledged that the Ravens and everyone else asked him plenty about it. Did I expect him to go into the details of what the accusations involved? No, of course he wasn't going to do that. And I'm not even, from his standpoint, probably wouldn't behoove him to do that, but he gave
Well,
the
it
move.
definitely cost him, right? I mean, he was
Sure.
passed because of
I mean,
that,
this is,
right? Not
well,
like that.
and to answer your question, to go back to Rasig, and look, I love Rasig. We know why they did this. I mean, this guy's a top 10 or 15 talent in the draft, and this was an opportunity for them to take advantage of how other teams perceive this. Now, do they know more about this situation than other teams did that they felt more comfortable? That's why I wrote at BaltimorePositive.com. You better be right about this, because if information comes out that is very
Or
damning.
what? Or what? We all cancel our season tickets. I mean, that's where Bisciotti is.
Well,
He's such an arrogant man to begin with
well,
that
but if
from
no,
there down, so
but if no
what?
one,
So what? We play with criminals. We all do. So what? So what? We'll
well,
say
it,
zero tolerance. The coach will come up and lie. He'll MC the Fellowship of Christian Athletes thing. He'll do his commercials, and he'll tell you whatever the hell he wants to tell you in the podium. And they'll block people out, lock people out, and they'll win with kickers who have sexual allegations or lose with them. They don't care. They don't care. And I would say that's okay. It's not okay with me. Might not be okay with your mother or my wife for sure. But they don't care. They don't care. That's really what Mike Green says, is they don't care. And there'll be a couple of awkward questions, and he'll have to answer them. And then he'll go play football and sack the quarterback, and everybody go buy his jersey the way they did with Terrell Suggs. You saw with our boy Steve Smith's going through down in North Carolina now. So, like, I mean, they can't all be choir boys, Luke, once said Eric DaCosta. So I think the more flippant I can be about it in regard to, they're just liars. They lied to me about, they lied to everybody listening to me about whether I'm a media member or not. They can't make up their mind. You're a media member, I'm not. They lie about, start with that and then work your way down to what they're willing to lie about to win football games. The owner's off on a boat. He doesn't answer questions anymore. The coach did enough to make you dance away in Owings Mills the other day about the kicker and about Mike Green. And they're just going to have OTAs, and it's, coach said it all. It's about winning football games. It's about what, you know, if we can keep them out of jail and keep them out of the newspapers, and there ain't no more newspapers anymore, we don't have that long hair guy from Dundalk asking questions and sniffing around. And if they do sniff around and they find out that our kicker has been serially, predatorially looking for tug arounds from massage therapists all over the city, and a decade later has gotten away with it, he can still be our kicker. Dude, I'm not, that's not 2 minutes of Nestor being mean. That's just who they are. They don't care. And the Mike Green thing says they don't care. And they care about one thing, sacking the quarterback. That's how they keep their job. One way of thinking about it, but they don't care. I mean, if they're wrong about Mike Green, what happens?
just kind of answered your own question then. Who is Cole holding them accountable? Or are they going to have 35,000 compared to 70,000 at games suddenly? I mean, you know, at
And
some
they
point,
know that. And
but
they
I
know
talk about
that.
this a lot with the NFL in general. I mean, for as much as anyone complains about Thursday night football or how they've handled domestic violence, you know, going all the way back even before Ray Rice. I mean, so you're talking, you know, 15, if not 20 years.
The Christian League that plays three games on Christmas Day now on Wednesdays.
Well, I don't know if I'd say it's a Christian league, but yeah, they play on Christmas, sure.
Oh, it's a. They all bow at the 50-yard line and say a prayer every week. It's, you
well,
know,
hey, wait.
but that's the.
But that's not a league sanctioned thing. Let's not. Why are we attacking Christian?
No, I'm not attacking. I'm
No, but
saying
I
it's a
don't
league
want
that believes in Christianity as much as, hold on
okay,
Judaism, they
but in
had a
every.
problem playing on Rosh Hashanah and playing on holidays as well.
I mean,
They've had
I
no
just don't
problem at
understand why
all
you're going in
playing.
that direction because you're talking about players and coaches.
No. I'm saying
I
they've
mean, I go
decided to
ahead.
turn
I just
Christmas
that
into a
just seemed
day
like a
where
weird
they're going
thing
to
to
make
bring up to
money,
me.
and they're, you know, the things they say and the things they do are not aligned. They really aren't, in regard to gambling, in
Sure.
regard to even settling the bets and getting the officiating right. So the league itself, it's so powerful, right? It's just so powerful that none of this matters. The only thing that matters is, are they going to win 12 games or 14 games, and how they're going to play in January.
Well,
And they know that.
and a large segment of fans would tell you that's all they care about. I mean, in truth, I'm not saying that's right or wrong. It's an observation. I mean, you will have plenty of people tell you they don't care about what a player does off the field, which to a point, I understand that. And look, I am also not going to sit here and say that I'm a perfect person. You're not a perfect person. No one is a perfect person in the sense that I expect individuals to be choir boys, to use your terminology. At the same time, should there be a acceptable standard of how you treat women, how you conduct yourselves, how you know, getting behind the wheel, DUI, whatever? Sure, yeah. But are there a lot of fans out there who don't really care? That's been my observation. And look, I'm not picking on fans, in general saying that either. I mean, at the same time, you could have the best behaved team in the league, and if you go 6-11, no one's going to like that, right? I mean, a lot of what you just said, I mean, I suppose teams can get away with a lot of that because people continue to watch. It's my Thursday night football example that I've used for years and years and years. Everyone complains about it, yet everyone still watches it. So,
Well, that's why I brought Christmas in, just to be clear. Just
Sure.
there was a separation of all of that, and they've
Yeah.
owned the family holiday on Thanksgiving, but that's the way that they have that and gambling and violence, and the fact that kids play it in Texas and Florida and different places, and there's a real hero worship part of being a football hero. Go back to Napoleon Dynamite, go throw that ball over that there mountain. And I just what they say and what they do is that's the problem with Justin Tucker. That's the problem with Mike Green. That's the problem with Ben Cleveland. That's the problem with accountability. That's the problem with poor suckers licenses and all the other things that are endemically baked into them waking up on January 1 and making $200 million in profit. Every franchise in the league is they're getting $400 million in all of their expenses are paid the day they wake up every year. You operate a whole lot differently as a business when you do that, and especially when you have the power that they have to ban Colin Kaepernick, throw the media out that they don't want, throw the coaches out that they don't want, be impervious to being sued for anything that they're going to lose, that they can't get an NDA and, write a check because they're all billionaires. I don't know. The Justin Tucker thing has just been the latest sort of sludge to come up to the top of the water after Ray Rice, after Ray Lewis, after Arch Schliester. Just go. Bob Irsay was his own sludge here for a long time,
Right.
and I just it only matters that we speak about it, and that in our lives that you wouldn't go into a massage parlor and do that to someone like your sister or like my wife, and that we wouldn't tolerate that. That is our, we have a different standard than they have. Their standard is, can he show up on Sunday and do something no one else can do? I once had a coach say to me, they're all crazy. You've been out here at practice? They hit each other in the head all day. There's something they're not, these aren't normal people that play this game. I've had coaches say that to me. So we don't want them to be thinking too much because, like, they're hitting each other in the head. I had Lee Steinberg on this week talking about concussion and talking about Shedeur Sanders and why Shedeur Sanders sunk like that. And I mean, Lee almost laughed at me. He's like, look, I'm not trying to be arrogant here or anything, but if they thought he could play, they would have drafted him. I mean, we've been doing this a long time. He went in the fifth round because that's where they think he belongs. And that's that. And there's all these lessons that the NFL tries to teach. And I watch the WWEification of draft weekend, and they're helping the homeless, and they're helping the military, and they're helping Hispanic people because they're going to have Hispanic Heritage Week. Like, it's just they're everything to everybody, and they're really nothing to nobody. They're just a place to bet and go get drunk and do your rah-rahs and do your fake civic pride thing and bet on the games at this point. What I got, and I said this to Rasig, and Rasig got kind of sad because we were talking. I'm like, I think they're so sleazy. In my own personal travels, when I speak to my wife in the privacy of my home, or when I speak to you in our privacy, or even on the air, it's the same thing. Like, let's start seeing it for what it is, because I sold it for something it wasn't. When it came here in 1996, and David and Art had me in their office, and they were trying to make money and trying to recruit a community. And when I wrote Purple Rain 1, which I gave out to a fan over the weekend, David Modell's whole thing is recruit the community, recruit the community, recruit the community. The Orioles are exhibit A of not recruiting the community for 30 years, and they have an empty stadium now and still locking me out because, what kind of recruiter would I be? Picking who they want in, picking what their message is, shaming the people like me who have an honest message about their pitching stinking and them having a lot of work to do to sell tickets. And when I point out that the football tickets are $10 on game day and the stadium has swaths of empty seats, and it does during the Lamar era, even when tickets are really cheap on the internet. I mean, you can go to a Ravens game three, four times a year for 10, 20 bucks every year for the last 10 years. And people don't do it. Because the game's good on TV and I like my hot dogs at home, and it costs a lot to go, and I'm afraid of the city and the boogeyman downtown, and like I hear it all, but the football thing was pitched to us as this civic endeavor, this community thing. It's pitched to Green Bay that way in the draft 2 weeks ago. And when Justin Tucker's running around, maybe or maybe not, doing really awful power shit. Like, I'm better than you. I'm bigger than you. I'm more important than you. I'm a Raven. You can't come get me. I have more money than you. I'm more famous than you. I'm more arrogant than you. That's what I have smelled in my time in Owings Mills in the last 15 years since Harbaugh took over specifically. But just that, Eric DaCosta used to be a different human. He's caught the flu. So they've all got it out there. And that's why if Justin Tucker's still their kicker, Mike Green's going to be rushing the quarterback. And they have no problem. They had no problem with Terrell Suggs. They had no problem with Ray Lewis. They had no problem with Jamal Lewis. They had no problem with guys who had jurisprudence issues coming back and playing football historically. Ray Rice, they had a problem with because they were caught up in it and they were part of the lie. And they sanctioned it all. And they made an example of him so much so that they can now bring him back, put him on their payroll, run him around, have him be a featured star of the game. And it all got washed out, but nobody said anything about it. And I still have missed that press conference where Ray came in front of the media, in front of their place, and said, here's what happened here. Instead, we're just here like, hey, how did Ray Rice get back? I don't know. I always liked Ray Rice, so I'm fully on record with that. So I've been soliloquying here, but like I've been thinking about this a lot. And this Justin Tucker thing that he's still here and that they're not married to the breakup or any of that stuff. They just don't care. I care more than they care. And most of the
Well,
fans don't care.
hearing you speak about this, I mean, I think it's still a point of community pride. I think it's still a point of civic pride, but I think it's the fans doing that themselves, right? It's who you tailgate with. It's who you go out to your favorite local establishment to watch the game with. In a way, it's almost, and this is just off the top of my head. This isn't something, this just kind of came to me now as you're kind of stripping down the perception versus reality there. I mean, it's kind of like Santa Claus, right? And
It's more fun to believe.
well, but my point with that is, even if you get to a point where you find out the truth, you can still enjoy that. It's just you make your own magic, so to speak. And this is where it kind of goes back to, as a fan, you make up your mind whether it's going to be worth it to you or
Well,
not. And some
when the
people.
Orioles needed pitching last summer, the guy from the Dodgers that was off, doing all sorts of hard, pitching in Mexico. Hey, let's get him. Well,
Oh,
will we
Trevor
sign him?
Bauer.
Yeah, will we sign? Would we not? What the relief pitcher that's still running around, who's done all sorts of Chapman? Just like
Right.
it's there. Justin Tucker's going to kick in this league. He's one of the 32 best
I
kickers
would
on
assume
earth.
so.
He's going to kick in this league, and the NFL's going to sanction it, and they're going to slap him on the whatever they can slap him on. They might not be able to slap him with anything because they can't prove anything. So I don't know what they're going to do, but that won't be the defining issue of whether he's on this football team or not. It'll be because Tyler Loop can kick the ball to the moon. And we really think he's the next 5 to 10 years of our kicker. And if he's not, hey, we know a guy. And I just don't think they care. And
Okay.
as much as it won't stop me from talking about it, it won't stop me from shaming it and all of that. Because if I did it or you did it or anybody else did it, we'd expect at very least to have our ass kicked in the middle of Owings Mills outside of a massage parlor, at the very least, by a
Well,
group of women. That if I were to pull that in the Chinese massage parlor that I go to in Manhattan, I'm assuming there would be six Chinese women beating the snot out of me out on Canal Street. Like literally, in the same, like it's unthinkable that it could happen once, or that it could be alleged, or that it could be covered up for a decade, or that he could still be out there kicking footballs this week if he did it. And if everybody knows he did it, it wouldn't be all that hard. If the Ravens really wanted to investigate this or the league, it wouldn't be all that hard. Call them all, invite them out, put them in a room with Justin Tucker, had him let him look at him. Figure it out. That's the way they do it in America in the courtrooms. But he's not going to be in a courtroom. And I think that that's the hardest part of the Barstool culture of the city is when I'm out, they're like, what did he do? What didn't he do? Well, talk to one of the 16 women, except that you can't talk to them because they don't want to be outed, because they don't want to have Ravens fans throwing eggs at their house for getting Justin Tucker fired. I mean, I've been talking about this for 3 months and he's still on the team, Luke. I mean, that's the thing that I keep saying. He's still on the team.
Okay.
And as long as he's on the team, and if he could kick the ball 75 yards, they'd have him kick it. And the Houston Texans will, or the Jacksonville, somebody else will take him and bring him in, and he's going to kick.
Okay. I mean, we've talked about this 40 times at this point. I mean,
What about Mike Green? What do you make of him and bringing him
I
in
mean, I talked
and
about it
his
last
role?
weekend. I mean, look, guy's a heck of a player. That's why he was selected late in the second round after a pretty, precipitous fall. Look, we know next to nothing about these accusations. I mean, this is not like there's some, Baltimore banner in his hometown in Virginia that details all this that allegedly happened or not. I mean, there's nothing known about this. And look, that doesn't mean that that won't change. And that's why I said, for the Ravens to say they're quote comfortable taking him, it's like you better know exactly what you're getting then, if you're going to say that. But to your point, will anyone hold him truly accountable or not? I mean, but I mean, it's if it were one accusation, you would say, okay, did this happen in high school? What exactly happened? Was alcohol involved? All the different things that you would ask, right? But for there to be two separate accusations, you certainly can't brush it off as nothing and ignore it either. He's a heck of a football player from a talent standpoint. I said to you last weekend, I wrote this. I mean, might be the best on paper, of course, because you never really know until you see them on the field at the next level. Might be the best edge rusher prospect that they've taken since Terrell Suggs. I mean, that's what you're talking about here. One part of that is they haven't exactly invested a ton of early round picks on outside linebackers and defensive ends in the last 20 years. I mean, you can count on one hand the number of guys they've drafted early that fit that description and still have
Oway
some
would be one of them.
Owe, right? I mean,
Yeah.
Owe, I mean, Courtney Upshaw was kind of that, but never regarded as like, oh, he's this big pass rushing threat. He was more of an edge setter, which is what he ended up being. From that standpoint, and seeing him out on the field, seeing Malachi Starks out on the field, rookie camp. I'm not gonna sit here and say that I have any meaningful accusations. There's a Freudian slip for you there. Observations for what I saw at rookie camp, other than Malachi Starks and Mike Green moved at a different pace than everyone else. And that's what you want to see out of your first and second round pick. In the case of Mike Green, we're going to see, right? I mean, Virginia made him sign a zero tolerance when he went there. So whatever the details were, unless this was Virginia trying to really take a stand more so than other teams, and if they are, good for them. I don't know. I'm not intimately familiar with the Cavaliers football program. I'm not, it's not exactly on my radar on an annual basis, but clearly whatever it was, it prompted his departure from the program. It's like I said, they're clearly making a bet here. Did they do their homework? They say they did. They said they talked to a lot of people. That's why I asked Mike Green, how much did the Ravens ask you about this? And he said they asked a lot. If he had said it didn't really come up a whole lot with
Dude,
them.
if Mike Green turns out to be Aaron Hernandez, the owner and the general manager and the coach won't be heard from anyway. Like, that's just the truth.
Okay.
They just, no one will ever talk to Steve Bisciotti about it who's not employed by him.
Yeah.
And Harbaugh will say, well, that's a HIPAA legal to talk to down the street. And Eric will just come out of hiding 4 times a year as he does and say, is that a football question? And like, I've witnessed this for 15 years. It's why do you think they don't let me in? The fact that a week after the draft, we're sitting here talking about a guy who fell that they drafted at a need position. Have you seen his tape? We do need to rush the quarterback. They can't all be choir boys. We just keep going back to that again. That's where we are 10 days after the draft. After Justin Tucker, after Ray Rice, after zero tolerance, after signing Ben Cleveland, It's just obvious it is what it is. I'm not fighting
But
City Hall. I'm just
sure.
speaking. I'm spitting truth as I've been known to do around here.
But it is interesting from the standpoint of when was the last time the Ravens drafted someone like that? Meaning not so much
A
someone
red
that ever
flag
got in
player?
trouble, but in terms of a player that you knew had a rap. I mean, Sergio Kindle had some questions about him regard before even him falling down the stairs and what that made of his career. But you kind of go back to the last 15 years or so. I mean, that's why this was so surprising from the standpoint of, they haven't really drafted a guy that you would put into that category. Now, drafted players and then guys get in trouble down the road or sometime after the fact. I mean, sure, right? I mean, every team is going to have some of that. No team has a full roster of guys that are perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But it was interesting. I mean, that's why, and I said this more so about the Ben Cleveland thing, and this will be my last thought because we've talked about this over and over,
Well,
and
this is football in May, and if they
sure.
didn't take, people
But
who have
it has
criminal
been,
allegations, we wouldn't be talking about it.
but it has been interesting. It has been, I talked about this a lot with the Ben Cleveland signing, how illuminating that felt in the wake, in the midst of all the Justin Tucker, the saga, that whole situation as far as what's going to happen. But for them to re-sign Ben Cleveland, I get it. It was a 1-year deal, vet minimum. They probably viewed it through the lens of, well, it's a DUI. He's probably going to get, he'll get a 1-game suspension, maybe, something along those lines. And we think he's a quality backup guard, and we probably got him for half the price that we could have otherwise with this. So we'll take advantage of an opportunity. I suppose that's what they're thinking. I don't know, but I thought that was illuminating that they did that when, he blew twice the legal limit. I mean, this wasn't 0.009 when the legal limit's 0.08, right? I mean, he was twice the legal
Yeah, this
limit
isn't me
in
having a second beer and getting
sure.
pulled over.
So between that and then drafting Mike Green, you made the comment that they just don't care in terms of the perception, and it's very difficult to
Well,
argue that.
there's nobody that's going to hold him accountable, especially the owner. He's gone. And the
So,
general manager's come.
well,
I mean, how many times has this
but
gone? This will be the year.
but
Six, five, six?
ultimately, who's going to hold them the most accountable? It's not the media. It would be fans. It would be having an empty stadium. It would be your ratings cratering.
Well, Ray Rice in
All of
the
that.
line to burn his jerseys down there 10
But
years ago is an
my
example
point
of
with
that.
that, I mean, and I don't, and I'm not saying that to take a shot at the fans. Let me be clear. But the NFL is the machine. All these different things that happen. It's not even a spoke in the. It's not even a cog in the wheel. It's like a tiny little speck of it's a
They let
grain of
Daniel
sand.
Snyder own a team 10 years longer than they should have.
But the point with that, you kind of view it through that lens, and it sounds cynical, and that's why I kind of say, look, this is why maybe my Luke Jones, the person, don't take our morality cues from professional sports or musicians or actors who are in trouble with, every form and shape of entertainment has bad characters in it, right? I mean, we know that. Does that mean we don't consume it? Well, that's up to the individual. There are absolutely singers and musicians out there that some people won't support for
Dude, every
various
time I
reasons.
hear a
But
Michael Jackson or a Ted Nugent song, it's different than just hearing the song to me, right?
sure. But some people might just hear the song, and I'm not saying that that's, if you like Michael Jackson or whoever, like just person A, but that they were at best a flawed person or someone was accused of certain things. Again, entertainment is entertainment, right? And it's a little bit different for you and me talking about it because we're in it, have a closer, a
Dude,
closer
we got a
connection to
guy
it.
who is a
But
convicted felon running the country who 75 million people don't see the crime. Period. I can drop the mic on that and say it's really easy to play kayfabe and just, I mean, you're a wrestling fan. I mean, Vince McMahon's one of the worst humans ever. Like, just a horrible human doing horrible things. There are whole networks built to the dead wrestlers that were used up and spit out. In so many ways, insurance on down, drugs on down, misogyny on down, just all the way through mental health, all the way through. And you can't wait to get done with me right now to go watch the next Raw taping because you like wrestling. And dude, I get it. I like rock and
And I would
roll.
also, right, and I would
You know?
also say, depending on this, and look, that's not to say we don't hold anyone to any standard. Let me be very clear about that. At the same time, depending on the standard, might not be anything out there you could support, because nothing's perfect.
But you'd like to think that you would have some standard of accountability. And when I was pimping the Baltimore Ravens
Well,
30
but
years ago, running
you
around
just,
and selling it, and everybody buy a PSL, and everybody getting it, it's going to be great for the community, great for the
yeah.
community. It's great for Steve Bisciotti, and it's great for Lamar Jackson. It's great.
It's still
J
great for the
John Harbaugh's
community,
made
but it.
$200 million. It's not as great for the community as it could and should be when they don't stand up and do the right thing, and they don't walk their talk, and they are sleazy. They
But
are.
it's.
They are. That's the word. I'll go to death with that. John Harbaugh, Eric DaCosta, Steve Bisciotti, sleaze. Chad Steele, sleazy. Sashi Brown, sleazy. And that should not. Drafting Mike Green, signing Ben Cleveland, hanging. Whether they knew or didn't know any
Right.
of the allegations about Justin Tucker, as my wife said, he's a really good kicker. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, but to go back to the community thing, and I'll leave you with this. Regardless of the forum, regardless of the medium, regardless of what we think about certain individuals, certain franchises, certain sports, a father and son get together who don't agree on anything else, but they like the Ravens, or they like WWE, or they like going to so and so's concerts. And that's where I kind of say the community part of that. It's still there. It just might not be, it gets messy. And that's the nicest way I can describe it. And I don't say that
I just say
to
pick better
make light of it.
heroes. You know what I mean? Like
Sure.
people that
But
hero worshipped Cal Ripken for, you know, all the time he was here, or Ray Lewis because they admire his football abilities, or whoever your favorite rock star is, right? I mean, I don't, I just, as I get older, I do, it does come more into focus of the alignment of the message and the reality of it, and seeing through whatever this Raven thing is, when they zero tolerance. I just dropped the mic on that. Zero tolerance is, it's a joke. You know what I mean? So for, they care about winning football games. And if we take it, if we discuss it that way, at least I can judge it the other way, but I'm never in question as to what they're doing and why Justin Tucker's on the team, because he is on the team right now. He's on the team because he's a great kicker.
And he's on the team until he's not anymore. I mean, we'll find out, right? So, I mean, it's, believe me, it's one of those things that you can drive yourself crazy, as a fan, in terms of whether it's a sports team, a musician, an actor, whatever it is, that you find out about that person in real life, that it's not.
I'm really, really, really disappointed, but I can't wait for your next album. Here's my credit card.
Sure.
When are you going on tour? Right,
Sure.
exactly.
And enough people have that mindset that nothing changes. And that's where I kind of just, you take it for what it is. And
Meanwhile, you go out one night, you get a bad cheeseburger somewhere, you never go back,
yeah,
right?
it's funny. That was kind of off the top rope right there,
Yeah,
but
well,
I mean,
yeah, but I'm writing this week. You're writing this week. We got Preakness this week. The Orioles pitching will still be bad this week. They're in Minnesota and Anaheim, and from a football perspective, I mean, if I'm making people cry or laugh or whatever with all of this, there's nothing happening in their off season. But the things that are happening are, it's disturbing that this is what we're talking about, that they drafted another kid who had a problem, and they talk zero tolerance, and then. This is holding them accountable. So you get frustrated with me. Listeners can get, I'm holding them
frustrated with you.
accountable. I'm doing what I said I was going to do when they are associating themselves with people they shouldn't be, and polishing it up and serving it up like they serve a bunch of other sleazy stuff up. And I'll just leave it at that. And I, you know, I love football. I built my life around football. I'm disappointed as in what this has become in a lot of ways. And I said that to Rasig, and he kind of got a little sad, but I'm like, it is what it is. I'm not going to polish it up and say it's not something it isn't. You know, to whom much is given, much is expected. And I'd say that. And one day I'll run into John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta on the street and I'll get a word with them. But in the meantime, you keep the press badge. They'll lock you after May 28th is the next time you get to walk in out there.
It is, let me double check. Yes, Wednesday, May 28th. So will Justin Tucker be on the team then or not? We'll see.
Will the
Like
Orioles
I
be
said,
closer to 10 games under 500 or at 500? What do you think?
at this point, closer to 10 under
Okay. All
because
right. I'm just checking.
until they start to,
Well, listen, the worse the baseball team is, the more we have to talk about the football team.
Yeah. Hey, they got us to the draft, right? I
Oh, my
suppose.
God. I
Ugh.
can't believe that the baseball season's like over and it just started.
It's
He
not
is
over,
Luke.
but
Yeah,
yeah. Not good.
yeah.
Not good.
They don't have crappy, but they have SHI. He is Baltimore Luke. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. I'm going to do comedy. I swear to God, I'm going to talk to Mickey Coachella. He's going to turn me into a comedian. By the way, we have Howie Mandel on this week. Stay tuned.